Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, May 3rd, 2015. My name is Sucharita, and I'm very, 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 very happy to be joining today because we are in a vortex of energy that's really potent with the divine blessings coming from the full moon, and the full moon represents abundance and fullness. And it's on, you know, on our path in life, we're always seeking that, aren't we? Internally, we want to feel fulfilled. And then externally, we want to see how that shows up for, you know, with are we fulfilled in our relationships? Are we fulfilled in our career pursuits or our job pursuits? Are we fulfilled in enjoying all the comforts that we have? Even people who have seem to have everything, you know, all the material things that they wanted in their life, they've manifested that, but there's some sort of block from enjoying that, from being fulfilled, from being satisfied. So on the full moon, we will access the energies and the grace and the blessings of divine beings such as the Siddhas. They come to the earth plane during this time, and particularly this is a really powerful full moon because it's the full moon of Narasimha as well, who's being celebrated. And his energy will destroy everything that is preventing you from experiencing your connection to the divine all the time, so 24/7. So just as I'm saying this right now, the message that's coming through is maybe we can go internally today during our meditation and then thereafter and in all our waking hours through our daily activities from day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year, is put into our consciousness, what is it that I'm doing 24/7? And out of those 24 hours, 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month, or give or take a week or so, a few days, and then 12 months a year, and then 10 years a decade, and so on. So if we can be present to every moment, meaning not just a matter of the minutes ticking by or the hours ticking by, etc., but be present to that moment of energy that is coming in, the momentum of energy that's coming in. So for 24 hours a day, how many moments have we been creating momentum? Interesting. So, what does that mean? That's something to look at for sure. It gives us something to chew on in our intellect and maybe satisfy us on that level. However, once we say, okay, yeah, that's philosophy, or maybe that's observation in a scientific way or an analytical way. Okay, so now what do we do to experience it? And that's what Dr. Pillai is here to provide us all with. If you're joining for the first time, welcome. And if you've been here coming along for the ride for the past couple of years, I guess it's coming up to a couple of years. We're just on a roll. We just keep going. welcome to everybody who's been joining, and also if you have been coming and going, that's okay too. It's great to tap into this momentum. And we are here to experience what Dr. Pillai has been sharing with us over the years, many years for some of us, many lifetimes maybe for some of us. And you can be joining for the first time on this call or in any programs or services that are offered through Pillai Center or Astrovet. You could have met Dr. Pillai recently, you know, over the years or any time. And then something got shifted inside of you. And then it's drawing you to continue on with these teachings and services that are offered. Why? So when we ask ourselves, what exactly is it that we're here to do? Well, most of us have shared and continue to share, there's some challenges that we have in life and we can't get the answers on our own or through our interactions with others, maybe our family members, maybe community members, in our town or city or village or country. Maybe on the internet it's not giving us what it is that we need to find the answer. And then what to do to move forward. So a lot of us come here, we find the answer, and then we don't like it. Or it's too overwhelming. Or we just get immersed in all these teachings and we just get lost in them, and then how to redirect ourselves. How to bring all this wonderful energy that can create momentum in a direction that is going to be more fulfilling, more rewarding as we go along. And then to be able to discern what is going to be the next thing for us to bring in so that it keeps us on track. So that's what we're here to do in this call and in all the programs, is to create some sort of pathway or some sort of structure along the pathway that you can delve into and create a good foundation for your daily practices of bringing in the divine and experiencing the divine in your everyday life. And I know some people say, oh, we've heard this over and over and over again, and I agree. And Dr. Pillai will say, I have to tell you things at least 108 times, or maybe 1,008, or maybe 10,008. And then he's looking at us so lovingly, the ones who've been on the path with him for many years, decades, and sometimes 1,008,000 for you people. And we laugh because it's true. You know, we don't even know what a great teacher can do for us because we are so busy unlearning everything that we've learned to this point that is preventing us from really experiencing this shifting consciousness and then bringing it into our everyday life and then bringing more, as we shift more in our consciousness, we bring that information and that intelligence into our life. So he's very, very patient with us, and he's always putting out programs at the perfect timing. So in that moment, we have the ability to be in the presence of these portals, let's call it, or gateways, or windows of opportunity to access some energy that can help us to uncover what has been blocking our path. And then once we get that uncovered or revealed to us, then we have some decisions to make. And we can choose to go in a certain direction, or we can choose to ignore it, or we can choose to cover it back up. Although with the divine, it's like a pressure cooker, right? Many of us have experienced that. Oh, I'm not ready to deal with that. So I will just take a little break. And then that's okay, because that's what we all have to do. You know, sometimes the energy is too great and we don't understand it all. And we say, this is what we want, this is what we want. And then we don't know what to do with it. And then that can be very discouraging. For some people, it can be very overwhelming for others. And it doesn't matter how long you've been on the path, because the divine is always going to make you to evolve. Mm-hmm. Even if you think you're enlightened, or if you've been told you're enlightened, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like someone can say, okay, I went through, really rigorous program, education, maybe in your profession, when you're going through life and you experience some hardships in life, and it's over a long period of time, and then you're just like, okay, I don't get this. You know, I'm going along and going along, and why is this happening? I've been doing everything, quote unquote, right or correctly or properly or according to, quote unquote. The divine will never let you to rest, because it always wants to reveal something to you. And so where is the divine? It's outside and it's also inside. So when we wake up, our soul's intelligence, it doesn't necessarily speak a language that any of us has heard, as far as cross-cultural goes. But it's a language of the divine, and that's what the masters have given this world since times immemorial. And Dr. Pillai is of that lineage where the secrets are coming, and those who will understand at the soul level to come and get those secrets, meaning that which had been hidden, that which has been hidden from you. So here we are, and here we are on the full moon, and the energy is starting to come in and feel very strong. So that means Dr. Pillai has been tuning in. He always tunes in to all of his programs. And so it's time for all of us to get into a state where we can, first of all, if you have a pen and paper nearby, or you just can just think of one area in your life, or one sense of fulfillment, maybe it's an emotion that you have not experienced utter joy, that feeling in your being, or you've forgotten about it. Everybody's experienced all these things because we're human in moments in our life, but then the momentum it was lost. So maybe it's joy, maybe it's happiness. Maybe you're numb and you're just kind of like I was, and many of us in life, where we were just following everything that we needed to do, and then that just wasn't, this is it. You know, it wasn't cutting it. It wasn't getting to the soul level. Like, what does my soul want? What does it want to reveal to me that is going to bring me this sense of fullness or abundance? Because you can chant mantras, and you can do practices, and you can participate in remedies and services, and that will be done as a divine channel for you, clearing the path, so to speak. However, we all have to ask ourselves, what are we doing? What steps are we taking? Not something in our head, oh, I wish it was this way, or why can't it be that way? We get so lost in the analysis that we are not even present to our own internal gift, that treasure within, or as Christ, Christianity, the kingdom within. And across the board, all the religions have, the kingdom is within. So, right now, think of something that you want to experience or not want to. You have this desire to contact at the soul level what it feels like, or it doesn't have to necessarily be on the physical level or the physiological level. It's can be a thought or emotion that gets released. And you, oh my gosh, I feel so amazing, even though that was related to a situation of the past. Maybe it's something that you want to forgive yourself about or forgive others about. That is blocking. It's creating congested energies. So that is where our obstacles lie in life. So what is that thing in your life? And if you just randomly, okay, I'll just try this. It will work to a certain point, but really, that's why I'm talking a little bit. So it gives you time to say, okay, I'm going to test the waters here. I'm going to test what this person is saying. So when we are sincere and we really want to stop the questioning, okay, here we go. Let's try this. Okay. Or, oh my God, I really, really want it. You know, those are really extremes. So just, they can be there. That can be going on, but then just go in. Like as in, we use the analogy all the time of the metaphor of the tornado, you know, swirling and swirling, and then you are just that eye in the storm. It's going on all around you or above you or whatever, however you envision that. That's the life. Why? Because that's what our thoughts are. They make us to be like spinning out of control. And then you see the life and it's spinning out of control in finances, in relationship, in career, in this and that, projects. Because we can't come to that moment where we create a tremendous amount of energy within us or awareness within us or connection to the divine within us about that situation. So one issue, one situation, one goal, one project, one amount of money, one relationship, one. And then really commune with that, meaning make a dissolve the barriers and allow yourself to merge with that issue at the very deep level, not you at the mind level, the emotion level, whatever. But you might see something, right? So we're going to refine the senses and then go internally and really express. Feel that expression or experience that expression or see something or hear something. People sometimes when they go deep in their meditation, they say, I taste sweetness at the back of my tongue, like it coming down my throat, like a honey or a sweetness or something is being released. So that's all the senses are going to get refined and then give you an experience. Oh, I am connected to myself on some level. And then with this one thing or issue or goal or objective or focus, let's just call it that, focus, you are going to emerge it into the soul within you. That's potency of the soul. And then that is going to reveal something to you and make you to feel fulfilled that it is a complete immersion. So that's kind of the backdrop of this meditation that we're going to do. And it's, again, you can connect with the Siddhas, Dr. Pillai. You can connect with the goddess Lakshmi, abundance. Some people really connect with Mother Mary. So connect with your favorite saint, female saint, or can be a male saint too. They're so balanced, it doesn't matter. They are so full of divinity. So whoever it is that you connect with, God, goddess, saints, sages, siddhas, teachers, masters, allow that divine being to bring you that sense of fulfillment of your immersion or connection or communion with the soul. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the recording that will be posted to the Sundays with Sucharita blog. Maybe by tomorrow. You can read the weekly email that goes out to the members. It's written up by Yagna, so we'll capture all the highlights of the call and then provide links and other information that will be valuable for you to help you to navigate this week, your life, in your life and in your practices. And then we'll see you next week, maybe, or next time. Those of you who are staying, this is the time of the call where we can have some discussion. If we can make words to come together and create a sentence. I'm having a little difficulty coming back from that meditation myself, so. But if you can, listen, you can just. So I put the call on mute. That means that you can just press *6 and then ask a question or share your experience. It doesn't have to be a full conversation that goes on between you and I. You can just maybe say what you want to say and then I can comment on it. And then that might spark into some sort of dialogue that will be really helpful and useful for others who may have not been able to join today and they're listening to the recording. Or some members who are on the call and they don't necessarily want to or feel comfortable sharing. Or if you're like many of us who have been shy and then, over the sessions can feel like, okay, this is my time to say something. And then it's really helpful for others to hear, what's going on in the members' lives and then what can we do to make the most out of our week ahead and then use the teachings that Dr. Ply has shared or the services or programs that are offered through Ply Center Astrovet, and then that helps to empower your manifestations or helps to clear the issues that you're having at the energetic level and then also give some practical tips on how to move forward in the life. So not that I want to go around pulling anyone's teeth or making them to say anything. I will encourage you to share maybe something that's been going on. Maybe some revelation that came out of your meditations or maybe this meditation, this talk today. What's happening? What did you see? What did you experience? What came to you? What was the maybe life lesson that got revealed or that aha moment? Oh dear, this is the part of the call that I am. If someone's on Skype, they can just ping me and say, yeah, I can. Or someone here? Yeah, who's here?
Hi, Chaitanya. It's Nanuchka. How are you?
Nanuchka, long time no hear from you. How are you?
I've just been listening in. I just hadn't had anything special to say, but I do today, so I thought I'd speak up and share.
Great. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. So last Saturday, I had this really major shift in consciousness that seems to be permanent. And so I'm really excited about it. My mind quieted down dramatically. My emotions were just, I just felt, you know, there's still fluctuation, but like dramatically quieter and just basically happy, and things stopped bothering me the way they used to, the kind of the, you know, it's not that I don't have any negative thoughts at all anymore, but compared to the way it was before last Saturday, there's been a dramatic reduction. And my physical health started to improve as a result of this shift over the course of the last week. And I'm just very excited about that, this shift, and extremely grateful, you know, obviously to everybody who's contributed, you, Dr. Pillai, probably more people than I am aware of have contributed to this shift, and of course, the divine and all the gods and goddesses, and obviously something happened in the planetary shift, so yeah, I'm just feeling very, very deep gratitude for this seemingly permanent shift, and yeah, just, you know, for the first time, like a couple of days ago, I just kind of floated through the day. It didn't matter what tasks I was doing, I just felt really good and nothing bothered me. It was just really amazing. I've never experienced that before. So I just wanted to share that, and that I feel at least in part it's due to my own efforts from just hanging in there and believing and keeping the faith and continuing to practice, especially you know, people may already be aware of this, you've probably talked about it, but the times that you need to be most vigilant are the times when you're not at your best, when you feel tired, you're hungry, you're stressed, maybe you're not feeling particularly well. Those are the times when, you know, if nothing else, you know, just call in a simple chant, like, you know, a rule, that's what I use to just draw in the light. When if I'm not up to doing chanting anything else, I'll just, that's kind of my default. I just go right to a rule and don't let the negative thoughts take over at those times. It's really critical. That and the blue light meditation with, you know, the Tirak Nila Tantam Makaral Shivayanatma. I do that every morning religiously. So thank you, Sucharita.
That's great, Nandishka. I just had you on mute because I just wanted to really not interject. I have to stop myself.
So, oh, I hear you.
So because it was really powerful, so I muted, and then I was typing out some notes that I wanted to comment about, because everything you've said is so potent and really great reminders for those who are joining for the first time, or, you know, as you have come and gone, you know, going in different programs, or, you know, delving into different practices and mantras. And so I just wanted to comment on a couple of the things that you said, just to reinforce with everyone how powerful it is, everything that you've said. So if you don't mind, I'll just go on.
Yes, go for it. I'll just mute myself out again.
Great. And jump in anytime, Nandishka. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, so it's really powerful what Nandishka said, and I could feel it in her presence. And that's what we want to experience, that she had shared. I feel this permanent shift, and it's for the very first time. And Nanochka, for those people who aren't familiar with Nanochka or haven't met her, or, she's been coming and going. And so you can just in her path with Dr. Pillai, and on her path before Dr. Pillai, she's a very spiritual person. and has had ups and downs, like we all do in life, but then on the path, a lot of ups and downs as well. So it can be really, overwhelming. But she just kept moving on. She just kept trying and doing and putting in her efforts. And now that has now paid off because it's her own experience of it all, good, bad, whatever, however you want to, relate to that, those terms, ups, downs, feeling clarity, feeling confused, and never feeling that total balance or that shift that has happened that's created this foundation where she can't, in 1 week since last Saturday, this major shift has calmed everything down. It's dramatically quieter, so this fluctuation doesn't disturb. And then the negative thoughts have stopped, this extreme gratitude, this happiness. Is it due to the planetary shifts? Is it due to the gods, the goddesses, calling on them, the practices? Is it due to my own faith, she says? Is it my own efforts, keeping the faith, the belief? It's all of it. And I love the thing at the end where you summed up. There's times that we need to be most vigilant, meaning those times where we're just too tired. I don't even want to do my life, my everyday activities. I can't even do that. I'm tired. I'm stressed. I'm hungry. I'm discouraged. I'm this. I'm that. And that's the time where we need to be most vigilant. Because that's where it takes us into or away from connecting to our higher self. And so we have all these tools, all these teachings that we can go to. We have a go-to sound or a go-to mantra or a go-to practice. Some people like taking the lemon or the lime or the coconut and rolling it around and, on their head or the body that has pain, body part that has pain. And then they smash it. Tirani Lakantam, Makaro Sivanama. Every day do that. It's like taking a shower or brushing your teeth or, everything that you have to do to get ready for your day. Tirani Lakantam should be a part of that. Ganesha's mantra, it's the simplest one. It's gum. And how many of us will pay attention to him? And he's the guy. He's the God, the go-to God that you can feel the energy moving even before you get off the bed in the morning. So whatever mantra works for you, the Arul brings that light of compassion, intelligence. It says, I know, you're going astray. Here, let me put the light in the direction that you need to go. Oh, yeah, because that will take me down a dark alley. I don't want to go there. So, whatever mantra practice is going to resonate with you, and Dr. Pillai has, recently injected that into our consciousness, that as we're moving along on our path in life and on our spiritual path, whatever mantra gets revealed to you, or just the thought of it, trust it. Trust that that is the one that is going to be your default. I like that. Like in our emails, we have a default email, right, that goes to or something like that, whatever, if that resonates with you. It can be just your go-to person, go-to mantra, go-to God that resonates with you. You go to them, you go to it to bring that intelligence into your life and reveal something other than what you're experiencing in that moment. And then that moment will create momentum. It will speed up your intelligence. It will bring more energy in. So speed up your energy. Bring more energy into your life. So that you're not feeling tired or distracted or, going into, oh my God, I'm so hungry, I have to go and eat. you know, and then that becomes a big distraction. Because then, oh my God, there's nothing in the fridge or in the cupboard. I have to go to the store now. Oh, the store is too far away. You know, we just get so far away from what it is that we need to do to pay attention. So it's not that you, that happens all the time with me. It's laundry day today, or it's this day, you know, grocery day or whatever. You know, those are always happening, but we don't get too distracted by it. So even if we're going and doing grocery shopping or our laundry or our, you know, our activities of the day, going off to work, getting the kids, going, taking the kids to their activities, it doesn't mean that we can't do our practices in every moment, so that every moment is full of momentum. And then that energy will always be resonating and available within us, so that we need to tap into it, boom, we have it. We have extra energy. We have an extra burst of intelligence, so that stress is always going to be there, because stress is needed for growth. Growth at the level of the body, level of the mind, level of the soul. The soul is trying to break through covering. So it's creating stress on that energetic covering, isn't it? To burst, it has to burst through. We need to stress ourselves a little bit physically so that we will get the circulation going and keep up our physical health. You know, doing a yoga practice, or even just going for a walk. People say, oh, I'm too tired to go for a walk. You haven't even got your shoes on and gone out the door. And no one said you had to go for 5 miles. Just go for a walk up and down the block or up and down your yard. And you will see, oh my God, this is lame. I'm limiting myself. I'm creating my own health issues or my own challenges in my mind because I'm just sitting and being physically stuck. I won't even get up to do something else, to have a different perspective. So how can I feel full or practice feeling full of divinity, connection to the divine, and getting that soul to fill me up, break through internal, mental, emotional, spiritual barriers. If I can't even move the body, then, okay, so I'm moving the body, but I haven't, challenged myself on the mental level. Where I'm just going to have this job because, well, that's what I'm limiting myself to be. So I'll just only know this much and I'll only do this much because, hey, I got a paycheck. But then what happens? So the sounds, these mantras, the go-tos of intelligence will bring you to a level of consciousness where the shift will match, the shift within will match the shift where you need to go, the shift to make things happen. So the planets are really stirring things up in everyone, and because the sun is in Aries right now, where it's exalted, it's most exalted position, and that it can bring, help us to spring ahead seasonally, you know, in nature it's happening, and then also within us. So it will make us to just really want to experience that shift and integrate that shift and feel it solid within us as we grow to the next level. Whatever it is in our life, on our spiritual path, maybe it may make us to feel happy and extremely grateful and feel that permanence within until the next shift, of course, because why not experience more happiness and more gratitude and more compassion, you know, when it's time for that, right? Time meaning that the effort is there and the everything is aligned. So we've got the plant, the sun is in Aries. It's going to help us to feel sunny inside and sunny outside and energized and want us to feel that level of intelligence that's coming in and also being revealed, because the sun is also representing the soul. So the soul is the human soul and it's also a divine soul. So Arul is the sound for divine soul, and it merges and mixes with the human soul. Then that you want to keep pulling that into you and be, as Dr. Pillai says, you know, immerse yourself in it or be allow it to abduct you. You know, I at first I was like, oh God, abduction sounds so alien. But really, it is alien. It's alien to us. That sense of being fully present to the grace of God, your higher self, your God self. You can say, oh, I don't believe in that. I don't have that belief. I don't believe in anything. And that's somewhat true or not true, half and half, right? Because if a belief... If you don't believe in something, then you believe that you don't believe in something. So it's just all mind games. You know, it's just something to do to distract you from actually going and doing your practice, which is very simple, what Nanutka has said. Just go to a mantra. The mantra will do the thing for you. Because it's from the Akash, it's from... It has no beginning and it has no ending. It's always been there. And the potency has always been there. We just have the teachers or the guru's grace, meaning dispeller of darkness, removes the layers or veils of sickness that is blocking that understanding. So whether you believe or not believe, that's to be experienced by you. Yes, no, right, wrong, and you can prove or disprove it, but after a while you just go, huck, I don't need to. I'm just so full. You can be full of it or full of it. You can fill in the rest of the blanks. Right? So it's so... When we are on this path with Dr. Pillai, we go into a practice and there's members who will always say, oh, you know, I thought this was going to make me to do, you know, make my problem to go away. What are you doing? What are we all doing in our everyday life? The divine will reveal. Here, try this. This will help. Okay? Tell me how it's going. Yeah, it was a hit and miss. Okay, so what are you doing now in your life? Are you just doing your mantra and then not taking the steps? Or is there something that can come along and your consciousness is ready for that next new teaching, but you're just saying, oh, I don't need it. I'm good. Then you just don't want your life to change. No, I'm good. I'm good with this. I will just do this. That's fine. But then if the life isn't changing, then you have to do something else to help. Because it's not you, it's the soul saying, we've removed this layer of consciousness, we've removed this obstacle in your life, this is the life lesson that you see yourself, why do you keep repeating it? Because you have only that level of intelligence. So the soul is trying to break through, here's the next thing that I need, please give this to me, feed me, I will grow big within you, I will burst the limitations of you and help you to resonate with that. And show you, okay, this is a way you could try this out. This is, try it on for size. I know you might not be ready, but who's ever ready for growth? Whoever knows when growth is going to happen. Even when you have a project, you say, yeah, I have this project, and you get and you do it, and it's to completion. You get all these accolades for it. Yay, 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 sis, boom, bah. And you go, yeah, okay, so now what? Or yeah, I feel so great, I'm just going to go lie down now and do nothing for the rest of my life because that's what I did. Are you kidding? You know, the divine won't let you to do that. As much as you say, I'm done. I have been through the life of whatever, you know, and everybody has that. And I'm not saying that you don't deserve better. And Dr. Pillai will say, we all need to create a life that's outrageous. Meaning, not crazy. It's not possible by means of coming from other people's perspective about yourself or even from your own perspective of where you at any given point in time. Hey, Nanetska.
I wanted to add something else real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if people get Dr. Pillai's daily messages, but I personally find them extremely helpful. He had kind of a series of messages over the course of the last week, which really reinforced the shift that I was experiencing, where he's really saying, you know, you need to commit. Kind of the gist of them were that you need to commit to not going back to the old way of living, and you need to do something different. If people aren't already getting it, I highly recommend, subscribing to the daily messages. That, you know, you can sign up for that on PillaiCenter.com. I get a great deal out of them. In fact, I post them on my Facebook timeline every day. And I get a lot of positive feedback, and other people, after I've shared it, will share it with on their timeline as well. So, yeah, it really makes a difference. So every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
Take advantage of the resources.
Yeah. Well, this is just the thing, Ninichka, is that you're reminding us through your sharing that, yeah, take a look at those daily. There's so many things to look at, but here's something that helped you this week, which was to look at the daily messages and then really take that in and see, kind of set the stage for your day. And then that reinforces, this is the message that Dr. Pillai is giving. It's very pertinent to the moment, you know, pertinent to the time that I'm experiencing whatever I need to experience. And trust that that message is really going to penetrate. Some of us will look at the daily message and go, yeah, that's really nice, and then totally forget it. So what do we do then? Well, do you do the time shaktis, the tanchang? Do you have that, Renuchka? Like as an app?
I have an iPhone. It doesn't seem to really give the app for iPhone and the app for Android are a little bit different. So there doesn't seem to be as much, as many function features on the iPhone app as there are from what I've heard you describe. The Android app seems to be have more to offer. The iPhone one is pretty simple. And you're talking about the specifically, because there's a couple of different apps. Do you know the name? What is
the HoroWatch?
HoroWatch. Yes. That's what I thought you were referring to. Yeah.
It
doesn't give me as much. It's pretty simple, unfortunately. I do try making, and that one and the Pan Cheng. I do kind of check in with that if I'm going if I'm looking at making an important phone call or taking an important action, I definitely check in with that and see whether or not it's an auspicious time. And for those who aren't familiar, say you're coming in, you know, there's like a danger time or, you know, bad time approaching. If you start the action before the time begins, you're okay. You just don't want to actually start the action during those times. So I definitely am mindful of that and take that into account. There's still plenty of things I'm not making use of because there's just so many vast resources available between, you know, Play Center, Astrovade, and, you know, now the herbal company, but I just do the best I can and try not to overload myself, and I encourage other people to do the same. Just, you know, like you encourage, we're encouraging everybody to, you know, just kind of go with what feels right to you, and then, you know, whatever it is that resonates with you, stick with it. Don't let up. Stick with it. Whatever feels right, stick with it.
That's great. Thanks so much, Nanuchka.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Is there anyone else who would like to share, or they have had an experience maybe with a meditation now that we've had some conversation? Yeah, it's given some time for some people to come back. I know I'll get pings on Skype saying I fell asleep. That's great. So if you have anything that you wanted to share, any of the callers?
Hi, Sutrita. This is Indrani.
Indrani, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Spring here in Toronto, so it's happy. happy time.
It's raining here in London, so it's happy times here too.
Great.
Yeah. I'm one of those people who the last couple of weeks when I've participated in this meditation, it conks me right out.
And
this time I only fell asleep for about three or 4 minutes towards the end when we got to the brain. Up until that point, I was able to stay awake. But I don't really recall what my what my experience was of the whole thing, to be honest.
Even though you're awake?
Yeah, because that's often my experience when I have meditation, that there is so much happening. You know, I have visions, I have thoughts, I get distracted, I get focused again. There's so much happens during the meditation that when I come out of the meditation, I often don't remember what happened, what those visions were.
Okay, interesting. Did you want me to comment on that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, I think it's interesting that you're sharing about that because that is the perfect state, according to Dr. Ply and also the masters who give the meditations or encourage people to meditate, is to come to that state where you're such a basket case, you know, like a basket of thoughts, distractions, you know, you're going into different, you have different visions, like nothing is making sense, and then everything gets, you don't remember at all when you come out of it. And that means that it's just kind of like a purging process that is coming. There's also new intelligence that's coming in. So, and as you know, over the years, you're a great meditator, I'm just sharing that with everyone here, that you commit to your practices, you do them anyways, despite all that stuff that's going on, because something happens in your life afterwards.
Yeah,
so
always.
So can you just share a little bit about that, maybe from last week to this week, or, you know, wherever point you want to reference?
So one of the things that I wanted to share about, and just as you spoke, I thought about five or six different things that I could share about. But one of the things that the reason why I wanted to speak is because last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, you said something about your goals, write out your goals, and then write out your goal for this year, and then break it into quarters, like for quarters of the year, and then break that into monthly, and then break that into weekly. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I left the piece of paper on the dining room table, and I kept looking at it all week long. And so I thought, okay, fine, I'm just going to do it. And I thought to myself, well, I'd really like to, since I've come to London, I've really changed how I eat and the amount of exercise that I get, because I'm walking all the time, every day, get tons of exercise in, which I enjoy. And I really do now want to focus on actually losing weight, because I feel like I have the infrastructure in place. I have all the foundations in place. Now I want to focus on losing weight. So I thought I'm going to use this time, given that the sun is in Aries and we're starting a new year. Now is the right time to make a goal and build it in as a practice. So I thought, okay, I'd like to really lose 50 pounds. And I think, oh my God, that's so much weight to lose. It's going to be so much work. And then I thought, so now I'll break it into quarters. So then I broke it up into quarters. And I can't remember what the number ended up being for a quarter. And then I did the month, and then I did a week. And then I realized it's only a pound a week. That's only 1 pound a week. That's not that hard. That's not that big of a deal, really.
Wow.
And given that, I know, right? And given that I already have all of the foundation, I'm eating well, eating properly, I gave up sweets and alcohol and meat during Lent, and something happened where I think it reset my body about sweets, and I now no longer have my addiction to sweets, like at all. And that's given me such a great amount of freedom now that I don't have that constant drive, like that constant dirty little secret that I have about sweets, you know, and I'm really secretive about it. Like I hide them and I only eat them when nobody's around, you know, but now I don't have any of that. I don't have the crazy cuckoo mess that I was about sweets, like sugar, anything sweet at all. I would just, if there was anything sweet around me, I could not stop myself. I'd have to eat it. I'd have to have, if I had any sweets in the house, they'd be gone. So I wanted to share about my experience of looking at my goal and breaking it out over the year and then the quarter and then the week. Like, it just seems so possible. And even I would hazard a guess at saying easy.
Well, yeah, because like you said, you've created this infrastructure or this foundation. Now, I just want to take it back a little bit, you know, maybe just a little rewind. How did you get to creating that foundation or that infrastructure? That sense of this is where I want to go, because a lot of people are flailing around, or like you said, I had a dirty little secret that I didn't even want to tell myself that I was doing that was contributing to not being able to, you know, lose the weight, get to this point in time. You know what
so
I mean?
So I've struggled with my weight since I was 16. I'm 53 now. I've always had excess weight that I've been dealing with in my mind or what have you. And I've been a devotee of Dr. Pillai's since 2008. So that's 7 years now.
Oh,
whenever
my God.
Oh, thank you. So whenever I, like, whenever we talk about one thing that you want to get out of this practice or whatever, one of my things is always to lose weight. So you get a flavor of all the time, it's always to lose weight. So when I moved here and I don't know, it just, okay, I don't know how to answer your question, because now as I now that I'm a year into it, it seemed like it wasn't a big deal to do all of the stuff. But I know that I've struggled.
I'm laughing because I've my memory is tweaked of those no big deals.
Yeah, so I don't even know how to answer your question, like how did I develop that infrastructure? It wasn't all whole hog, all in, full on, do everything all at once. It wasn't
right.
Any of that.
Right.
It was bits and pieces that I added and subtracted over the last year. And I would say that it started with eating well like one day a week, eating only good stuff one day a week, and then it expanded to 2 days and then 3 days and then 4 days and so many and so on and so forth. And it really has been a year that I've developed that foundation, and I took away the thought of I'm doing this to lose weight. I rather than looking at the eating healthy as I want to lose weight, it was more that my knees have been bothering me, my ankles have been bothering me, my feet have been bothering me, and dear Hanuman Das pointed out that if I lost weight, that there would be less strain on my joints if I had carried around less weight. So I think that I shifted my focus, but also I meditate, and I wouldn't say I'm religious about it, although, I mean, religious is such a silly thing to say, right? I mean, I wouldn't say I'm consistent necessarily, like I don't have a time every day that I meditate, but to be honest, you know, and you know this about me, this is the other thing I want to share about whoever it was that was saying about your go-to mantra. When I first started a new job back in 2009 when I was a brand new devotee of Dr. Pillai, I would be in meetings, and my job is quite, I was working banks, so it's quite, can get quite political. And you have to know when to stop people from talking and when to just shut up and let them go on and on and on. And so I would be in meetings, and somebody would just have to go on and on and on about nothing. And I would just do a mantra in my mind. And usually it was the Vishnu, because I wanted to be successful in business. So I would do Om Narayanaya Vidmahe Vasudevaya Dhimahi Tano Vishnu Prachodayat Namaha. Just over and over and over in my mind. And it would relax me and calm me, and it would focus me. And I would stay present in the meeting while I was doing the mantra in my mind. And what I found was that my experience of having to listen to the person drone on was eased. I didn't get all frustrated and anxious, like, should I do something, should I not do something? No, no, no. There was nothing to do. There was just do the mantra. Even now when I'm on a conference call and I'm speaking to people that are very senior, very, four or five levels above me, and so I do have to be respectful of them and their egos and all that stuff. And I'll be on a conference call and I'll just start writing out a mantra, depending on what the day is. Lately, I've been going to whatever the day is. I try and use the mantra of the day or the mantra of the hour, whichever hour it is, or that kind of thing. So I would have, and now when I'm on the tube, I now listen to a mantra on my headset rather than reading a book. So that's the kind. That's how I bring the practice into my life, into my day to day life. And when I go to sleep, I have a meditation playing of some sort. And when I think about it, or when I have the time during in the day, I will sit down and actually do 108 of something. Or on a special occasion, because I love pradosham, I'll always do a really great pradosham ritual. You know, if it's still daylight when I get home from work and I have the time, and also on the full moon, I'll do 1,000 or so Shreem Brzee and a petal offering and that kind of thing.
Well, I think what you have shared with everyone here is really great, and if I can just put some highlights on it, and then just let me know, you can comment or whatever you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, you said, I don't understand about what the infrastructure is, the question. And it's a hard question, too, because there are so many pieces.
Yeah.
Right? And so a lot of us have a problem, like you said, for the past almost 40 years, right? The weight problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's not weight for the sake of being, you know, addressing the general group here, the general audience. So what if it's finances? And this probably could comment on this as well, and
yes,
probably comment on every area that I'm going to touch.
Definitely.
So yes. Finances, your spiritual path, your relationship to yourself, your own internal dialogue, and also your relationships, how you interrelate to other people. You know, very important key areas in someone's life, and then health, as you said, right? So it's something in us triggers us to go into crisis management, and we're just managing crisis. But what happens when you do the practice, we kind of get out of that cycle. We just go, oh my God, I don't have to manage my dirty little secret or my bad, you know, whether it's, sweets or whether it's finances or whether it's your spiritual path or whether it's, you know, how you really feel about people, you know. I love that you're sitting in a meeting and you're going, oh yeah, I got to listen to them talk, right?
Yeah.
And everyone has that. Mm-hmm. So all these things, if we shift our consciousness and we become really honest with ourselves and we say, okay, yeah, here's my dirty little secret or whatever it is that's going to wake you up to, I don't need to be in crisis about that anymore. I don't need to manage that. That is already going to manage itself because it already has. It's been doing it for 40, 50, 60, whoever, you know, however old we are. So do we pay attention to that and let that run our life and that be our structure or infrastructure or foundation which we draw upon every day and we, you know, help, we try to grow that. So it's just a matter of shifting the consciousness. When you said you moved from, you know, Canada to London, England, that is shifted, that's challenging your karma. Dr. Pillai has always said, challenge your karma, whether you do it, just by doing a mantra in your everyday practice, but you actually physically challenge your karma to go to a different place. So your head space is going to be totally different. Your perspective is going to be totally different. You actually move to a city where you have to walk more. So in that, your consciousness or your soul wanted to make a change in the karma, and now it's saying, okay, if you want to walk, you got to take care of this, this body that's carrying you everywhere you go. So your consciousness shifted from not losing weight to actually getting healthy and taking care of this body that is going to be able to take you here, there, and everywhere. Now, one of the things that, and you can apply that to your finances as well. If you take a look, everyone, and we look at our finances from right now, as this is the sun in Aries and saying, hey, this is the big thing, pay attention to it. Start a savings account now. And then start every time you go out and you're going to spend money on your dirty little secret, shoes, clothes, stuff that's just going to be either, you know, thrown in the closet with the tag on and never wear it, or it's going to be, you know, worn a few times and then shoved in the closet again, or given out to clothing, you know, donation, something like that. Check yourself and just say, oh my God, just because this is on sale, do I really need this? Or should I use that? What do I do with that if I'm going to go and trigger myself to go spend? Take that money that you're going to spend on something and put it into your savings. You spent it on your savings account. And then watch that build. You can either set a goal, how much you want to achieve in that year, and then break it down to quarterly, monthly, and then daily. And if you get down to daily and you're a coffee fan, you know, and you like the frabalas versus just black, it's not to say, you know, stop drinking coffee, although you might, or tea or whatever that is for you, that you're spending that extra couple of dollars a day. What are you doing to your savings? You know, you're killing your savings. Or figure out ways, if you still have your, you know, you want to have your beverage, then you can look at it. If that's something that's consistent every day, every day, every day, and money's going out. Then you see, oh my God, that's like a disease I have. I'm not at ease with that because I'm panicking because I don't have enough money at the end of the week, month to pay the bills, this, that. So start to look at those things that are dragging you down and taking you in a different direction. And then all of a sudden your consciousness will shift and you won't be concerned so much about, oh my God, I have so much debt and how am I going to get out of this, to, wow, look at this great savings I have. And that consciousness will then take you to the next level. How do I invest? How do I get information about that? So that's where, you know, we can be given all this great information from Dr. Pillai until we apply it in our life and understand, as Indrani has shared, she challenged herself to really get into a whole new karma, a new place, a new country, new culture, you know, new job. Everything is new. Everything is brand new. And it wasn't, she's saying, Indrani, I don't know if you're still here, but you're saying,
I am.
Okay, you're saying, I can't even remember how much I, you know, was a challenge in the year. And I was laughing because I do. And I'm so glad that you can't, right? Because it wasn't smooth sailing, right? Like, we want to be real with people. It's not.
Yeah.
But what happened was, is you kept committing. And
it was hard to break this karma. It was really hard. Mm-hmm. It was really hard to break the whole thing. Like the getting the new job, the figuring out like this foreign land that I live in now, that's my home, figuring my way out through the culture, figuring my way out, even how people speak here. It was hard. It's every day is still an adventure in some way as well. The part that I couldn't remember was, how did I do the foundation of like get healthy, be healthy? That was the part I couldn't remember. That was sort of like one of those like icing on the cake kind of thing, like a benefit to everything else. Because Sutrita, I was so focused on all the hard stuff, the stuff that seems so hard, like finding a job without having a network of contacts here in London at all. And figuring out, how do they do job interviews here? How do I deal with recruiters? How's all that stuff work? And not having anybody here, like not having family and friends here with me that could possibly help me navigate all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, you know, you were privileged in a way that you had, you know, Dr. Pillai's blessings, you could get into advisory, and then you had the advisory. So you had committed to, even though it was a big investment for you, the value has now, what is the return on that for you?
Well, boy. Well, notwithstanding the changes in my health, and I mean, even when you saw me in November, you were shocked at how I look, because I changed my haircut. I'd lost, I think it was 10 pounds when I saw you, and I was moving differently. You even commented about how when I would even just get up from a chair, that it was like I was floating or something. There was just an ease to my movements that you had not seen, and you've known me since 2008 when I first started studying under Dr. Pillai. And then there's also this level of confidence that I now have, having gone from one culture to another culture. I now have this, like, in my mind, in my communications with others, there isn't a cultural barrier at all. Whereas, and I know in Canada we're very, you know, multicultural, very open-minded to other cultures. But when I was the immigrant to a new culture, and I stand out like a sore thumb here because of my accent, and everybody always thinks I'm American.
Uh-huh.
not to insult any of my American friends on the phone. But, everybody thought I was from New York. Taxi drivers would think I was from New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So those are some of the benefits that I've gotten out of challenging this karma. And also, I would say, even a much better relationship with my family, now that I have the distance between them and me.
And why is that, do you think?
I think it's because I stopped obsessing about them.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I think that's really what it was. I felt I had to contribute in some way to their, you know, well-being and their, you know, an experience of life, when I realized that they're actually responsible for their experience of life and I'm not.
Amazing, hey?
Yeah.
So it just seems to me, just to summarize that, you know, in general, that when you get on the spiritual path, or when anyone does get on the spiritual path, there's a bit of a shake-up, right, of who we thought we were, or how we had to live our life, and then sticking with these teachings, you know, sticking to the teachings, sticking to the commitment, breaking it down, you know, churning it up, figuring it out how it's going to work best with us, but just continue to do something, you know, that keeps bringing you or tethering you to your soul, your true soul's purpose, which is to just keep living that energy every day of your life, whether you're here, there, or anywhere. So it's a really powerful sharing that you've given, and what I wanted to just reiterate is that it's not just relating to losing weight. It's not relating to the finances only, or the relationship only. If you take one area of your life that is your hardest, like you said, I was so busy focusing on the most difficult thing that I needed to transform or to have a breakthrough in, that all the other stuff just sort of took care of itself. And then it's gotten to the point where all that hard stuff has now been the structure, the foundation in which you can look at this issue that you're dealing with. And I would say maybe it hasn't been so hard because you've been used to it. Because over all the years, maybe you can look back and say, oh my God, after all those years, it was, you know. And then when you really come to that point where you've released all that associated with the weight and the, you know, the health, the having, you know, the ability to move around freely and things like that, at the level of the body, at the level of the mind, the level of the soul, at the level of the relationships, the finances, the job, all those areas in life are going to keep evolving, but it's not going to be so weighing you or tethering you back 40 years, 50 years, or more, not you, but others, right?
Mm.
So it's, you know, I thank you for so much for your honesty and also for sharing all the time, because your sharing is, although you've gone through some challenging times, you've always had a good sense of humor about it, or brought this jolliness to it. Because it is, it's kind of like it's hard, but then it's also like it kind of motivates you to keep going. You know, because what are you going to do? You know, what are we going to do if, okay, you've taken yourself so completely far from any kind of support. You're just flailing out there. But what do you always have? You have God, you know, and you strengthen that. And for those people who haven't been listening to your story or your sharing, you know, when you said you got back to your Catholic roots, and over Easter you did the
Lent.
Over Lent and then up until Easter for that 41 days, is it, or 40 days?
Yeah, I think it was, in total, it was 41 days.
Yeah.
Lent is usually referred to as 40 days.
Yeah, so for 41 days, you gave up the sweets, the alcohol, the meat, and you went to church every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I went to church every day, too.
Yeah, which is a tremendous, you know, sadhana, they call it in Sanskrit, where you're doing the practice of bringing the divine into your life every day, and you're committing to it. That's a huge, huge commitment, but look what it did. It was well worth it to do it.
So when
we're doing a mantra practice, if you have said, oh, I'm doing this, you know, I'm doing mantras and they're not working, put it in every area of your life every day, as you did, as you're showing us, and many people have as well over the years. They just put it in for 40 days or, you know, 30, 60. Dr. Ply says 90 days and everything will change. So maybe the 40 days for you, and this is going to be your challenge if you want to accept your mission. the next 45 days or so, whatever it is left over to, you know, make up to 90. Maybe make your goal to be 90. And I'm going to ask you to add the karmic weight loss CD to your practice.
Like do the meditation, the karmic weight loss meditation.
Yeah, the Patanjali one. You know, I think it's available on like.
I have it.
Oh, you have it. So put that into your practice every day. Or every week. Or
for how many days are you suggesting?
Up to 90. Of whatever you have been doing to this point, now you're going to add this extra little piece. So from whenever Lent started.
It's like an hour-long meditation, though, Sucharita.
It's only, I think it's 40 minutes. I'm just saying, try it.
Okay, so you're suggesting. I feel like I'm committing in front of everybody here.
I know, it's great. This is a global forum. It's a global forum, and we're going to like hunt you down. I'm going to send people.
No, you already have sent me people.
So try it. This is not for just you. I'm just saying, people who are listening.
If people want to reduce their debt load, what practice would you suggest that they do? I get for my weight, you're saying karmic weight loss. For people who want to improve their financial situation, what would you say that they do?
Well, wake up every day, start with gum. Do 108 gum before you even get off the bed. So you want to remove the obstacle. The next thing you do is you can do Tirna Lakantam Makaral Shivayanama. Because Makaral Shivayanama, when you add it to Tirna Lakantam, is going to be like it's going to burst the karma of the day. It's what accelerates Tirna Lakantam. So it will remove karmic challenges for that day. So in the instant.
So you're suggesting that we do 108 gum and 108 Tirna Lakantam Makaral Shivayanama.
Yeah, before you even get off the bed.
Before you even get out of bed.
Yeah.
I would rather do that practice than yoga weight loss practice.
I know, right? So, but I'm just...
Can I choose that one instead of the yoga weight loss one?
You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, this is the next level. This is the next level that's going to push your consciousness.
Okay.
So you can work up to that. So... Because I know I don't want to, you know, challenge you too much because then you won't want to do it, right? So, but what something will come into you that will say, hey, I can put this in. I don't know why I resisted so much. So down the road, okay? But if you can set your goal to take the next level, so up to these 90 days, or if you want to start fresh, and you just say, okay, since it's this month where Sun is transiting Aries, for the next 90 days, so what is it now? The next three Sun transits.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever date that is. Then by that time, you want to have manifested something. But you will have said, this is what I'm comfortable with, putting into my spiritual practice, taking the steps in my everyday life to make this thing to happen within 90 days. Okay, and then within that 90 days, Dr. Pillai says, if you're totally honest and you totally committed, and even if you fell off a couple of days in between, you made up for that. So say you fell off and you didn't do a half-hour practice or you didn't follow up with, you know, your walks or if it's weight, whatever it is, or you fell off and you ate something that, you know, you have to make up for that. So if you're totally honest with yourself, and you can relate it to finances, you can relate it to relationship. If you have relationship problems, where does it always come back? It comes back to you. You're the common denominator, not you, Indrani, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're all the common denominator for all our challenges. So we're the ones who are not taking the proper action. So if you can put a practice into play for 90 days, I'm just giving you the weight loss yogic sleep because that is the most challenging, but that will make the most breakthrough.
It really is challenging, that meditation. I've tried it before, and this is why I'm resisting agreeing or committing to doing this at all, because it's very challenging. It's a really challenging meditation.
I know, right? So it's because you know what it is? But when Dr. Pillai gave it out, he said this is for to help for the weight loss, right? But then weight is karmic.
Okay.
So karma always is what, Indrani? When you want to shift it, it's always a challenge.
Challenge.
If you're not challenged, you won't break through to get the result that you want. The best result. You'll just get some result. And that's okay, because some people need a little chunks at a time. Mm. Right? That's all they can handle. Mm. I'm just saying for you, because I've known you for these years. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I kind of...
No, I don't mind. Being put on the spot. I'm used to it.
Yeah, so it's like, when we see where we resist, what are we resisting? Having that incredible breakthrough in the...
I'm resisting having to get up 40 minutes earlier every morning.
I know, right?
That's
try
what
it
I'm
once a week.
No, it's so okay. I'll work it out. I'll work it out, and I'll let you know by email what I'm going to do, what my approach is going to be.
Okay. I'm up for this game. No, I'm really happy that you shared this, and I hope that many people get kind of an urge or a desire like you have shared in your life to really change and challenge your karma. Take the steps to do it. And being a devotee of Dr. Pillai means that you're devoted to your own life. He always says, I don't want any followers. He doesn't have ashrams. He doesn't have all these things. He just wants people to get this juicy essence of the teachings and take it and just absorb it into their life and make it a part of their consciousness and build that consciousness within us. And then allow that consciousness to go and seek the next step that they need to take. That's as simple as that. You're just taking another step and saying, okay, well, I used to think I was this way about the mantra practice. But I realize that it's not a big deal at all. Because I'm not that person anymore. I'm the person. I'm not that consciousness anymore. So we will resist because there's a piece of us that wants to be the old way and go and talk from that perspective. When we forget, or never mind forget, we have to remember to align ourselves with what we want, what we're moving towards. So we'll get pulled back into that old way of being, that old conversation, and then we'll say, oh, yeah, that's just me. I'm holding myself back again. Gosh, I'm tricky, you know. And then we will realize this is Narasimha coming in. Let go of your ego, as he says, you know. And he's this lion man, he rips it out because, you know, he wants you to have everything that represents happiness and beauty and health and relationships and all the rest. That's what his consort is all about. So he wants to rip out everything that is not keeping you in alignment with the present and not going back and preventing you from going back and saying, yeah, but this is, I used to be like this and this is how it worked before. Try it again, as Dr. Pillai says. Pick it up, try it again. So I'll just leave you with that. Unless you wanted to ask anything else, Indrani?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
So I'll be looking forward to your emails. Thanks so much, Indrani.
Thank you, Citrina.
Okay. Have a good week. So, hey, whoa.
Citrina, it's Manushka. Can I just say one real quick thing before you sign up? I just want to mention that... I have found that diet is, since we've been talking about diet for quite a bit of this particular question answer session, that I have found diet is very important to my spiritual practice. So I encourage people, even if you may not necessarily have a weight issue, to really consider doing a plant-based diet. I know Dr. Pillai actually recommends that. And it does make a huge difference. So I just wanted to throw that in real quick before you sign off. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Nandichka. Yeah, Dr. Pillai is not so rigid. He does recommend it for some people. For some people, he will say, no, you can, you know, if you're working closely with him. You know, the light, which brings me, I just wanted to wrap up with this because it triggered this announcement that Dr. Pillai is having a program. It's called My Ultimate Teaching. And it's going to be a year-long program, and there's different, couple of different levels that you can be involved in. And it's a year-long program, much like the Light Body program has been in the previous few years, in that you're going to be immersed in remedies being done on your behalf. I think there's about 25 of them that are be done every month. For you. So almost every day you're immersed in remedies that are being done on your behalf, so proxy remedies. And then you get the teachings from him every month. And then there's practices, weekly calls, support, everything else. So it's a very full-on immersion into a program that is going to really turn your life around and help you to see things and experience you know, transformation at multi-levels. And so it's a pretty intense, intense commitment on your behalf and also on the behalf of the divine. So people have been doing that, and then this next program is going to be that, but it's going to be a little different because there's more divine energy coming in, there's more intelligence, people are prepared to receive more customized or personalized. So Dr. Pillai is going to participate by giving, and you would get a consultation, an astrology consultation, what's happening for this year that you will be immersed in this program. So you'll get an astrologer, will give you an assessment and tell you, here's an outline of what the planets are going to deliver according to the transits, according to your chart, and so on. So they'll give an assessment, and they'll say, okay, this is what you can do. You can have a conversation with them. Well, these are my goals. Does this align with the energy that's going to be available and support me, or are going to cause challenges for me, and then what do I focus on? So it'll be really customized in that way. Then there will be and you'll also get the remedies, and you'll also get the teachings, and so on. Then there'll be another level where Dr. Pillai himself will have a monthly call with you. And you will have submitted your goals for that month, and you will have given your plan of how you're going to attain those goals. And then he will meet with you once a month on the phone. He'll call you one-to-one, and he will say, okay, what's going on? You know, did you meet your goal? Why didn't you? What do you need to do to meet that goal? And then he will give you a special remedy or a mantra or a practice that you can do to remove the blocks around that specific area in your life, or maybe it might be a couple of areas, and that for that month focus. And then he will empower you to take the steps, and then, of course, when that you have that kind of commitment coming from him and coming from you, and the focus is there, then that's where all the miracles happen. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'll get the phone call, or you'll get the project breakthrough. Someone will leave who's been disturbing you. Maybe the relationship that you've wanted, the dream of, you know, dream relationship will be there. Partner will be there. So it's a very customized program. And he, for the very first time, is going to make that available and himself available for those people who want to go to that sort of that VIP level. So if you're interested in that at all, you can send an email to myself, sutrita@applycenter.com, or sundays@applycenter.com. And I can share with you about more details about that, you know, cost-wise and what's it going to be, the financial commitment, and also your own commitment. So what he's learned over the years and what we've seen over the years is that members expect that the teaching or the remedy will do the work for them, and they forget that they have to take the steps in the life. So Dr. Ply is going to make himself available to keep you on track, if that's something that resonates with you. But the value is tremendous. It's tremendous. You know, many people who have been in the programs over the years where Dr. Ply has been involved personally, one-to-one, at some point along the way that they've been studying with him, that it's, you can't even put a price on it. So that is that's something that is readily available. So getting back to what Anuchka said about the diet and everything else, since the sun is transiting Aries, we're thinking about our body, we're thinking about our health, we're thinking about our physical, our mental state, our emotional state. So I hope everyone has a breakthrough, or at least they start to think, plant the seed of how they want to transform themselves, you know, their appearance. I tell you, I didn't have a haircut for a long time. I was just so busy and busy. Can't even get a haircut. Yeah, that's what I was saying to myself. And then I went and, you know, spent an hour with my the salon, hairdresser, and she was amazing. We had great conversations. She made me feel like $1 million by the time I left, you know. So do something even like that. To shift, make a shift happen, eat properly, you know. So you can, and you don't necessarily have, you know, some people freak out, oh my God, do I have to become a vegetarian? No, you don't. It's recommended for some people it's not. So just know thyself. And yourself will adapt accordingly. Sometimes Dr. Ply has had many of us on the path for years and years and years. I tell the story all the time. I was, he said, okay, be a vegetarian. Okay, great. No problem. So went and did that, and years and years went by. Then we're in India one time. He says, okay, I want everybody to eat goat or lamb or something. And I was like, oh, just the thought of it, right? And what he does in that sense is, you know, so there we go. We're all at the trough eating away, you know, at the buffet table. It was so yummy and everything. And I was like totally in my mind, like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. This is going to make me sick. And this is going to create so much distress on all levels. He totally wanted that because he wants to shake things up all the time to see how adaptable you are, how flexible you are. Because not he wants to do it out of his for fun, although I'm sure he takes a little pleasure in it, entertainment at least. You know, but what he's teaching all of us is that you can't get yourself in a rut or think you're a certain way and not because the divine will always challenge you. So you have to just go with that and be okay with everything. You know, and then, you know, after some time, he said, okay, yeah, go back to doing whatever you want to do. Like, that's going to be in moderation, or maybe you want to go back and be completely vegetarian. That's fine. You can resonate with that, but you've had an experience where wasn't just associated with the eating. What was your mental state? Oh, I'm better than everybody else because I'm a pure vegetarian, or I'm this or I'm that. He was just, like, killing, you know, shaking that out of you. So it's see what it is. Maybe it will be you'll get on a path where your finances are just totally in order and you've never felt like that before in your life and you become just so greedy and you become so, like, worried about your finances that you forget, you know, when you're in challenging situations and someone always was there to give to you and then you just don't even want to give now. So what does that do? It contracts you down. So here on the path, you want to be, you'll be challenged all the time. How you were one way or how you were another way at any given point in time is irrelevant. How to be present and full of this moment of energy, and that will create momentum to keep propelling you forward. So God bless everybody here. Thanks so much for sharing and spending your time and sharing, Anushka and Indrani. It was great sharing that everyone can learn from and apply different aspects of their life to this conversation that we had and to the insights, and then continue on to do your practices. Participate in the webcast if you can. It will be available on Ply Center. And then that's a really great teaching to help you to get out of your old ways of being. It will rip that out of you and free you. Once it's gone, you feel so much freedom. And wherever there's a void, what happens? We tend to fill the void. It's like in science, you know, if there's a void, it gets filled. So whatever gets ripped out of us, we got to fill it up with good stuff. If you want to manifest something that's positive and all the things that you want. But if you fill the void with crap again, well, have some more of that. Till you see, okay, that's it. I'm done. I need to fill it with the proper thoughts, words, actions. So have an amazing rest of your sun transit into Aries. We are going to be coming up to a new transit in another week or so, a couple of weeks, probably mid-month. So maybe Radha will be here joining either this Sunday or next Sunday, depending on her availability, to give us the next sun's transit into Taurus, which is the second sign, and it's all about money. It's going to be all about money, 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 money. And not just that, but creating that awareness of what you're doing with your money. That's creating either debt or wealth. So have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.